online. This is Excite Radio News with theleader.info.
Time for our roundup of news headlines from across Spain on this Tuesday, the 4th of March, 2014. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is in Madrid today addressing the situation in Ukraine with the King of Spain, the President of the Government Mariano Rajoy, and the head of the EU diplomacy Catherine Ashton. Lavrov is beginning an official two-day visit to Spain and will first meet with Ashton, who will then go to Madrid after a special meeting with the Council of the Foreign Ministers of the EU to address the situation in Ukraine after the deployment of Russian troops in the autonomous region of Crimea. The Ministry of Employment and Social Security will be publishing data on the registered unemployment and social security affiliation for February later on today. In January, the number of unemployed people increased by 113,097 people to mark 4,814,435 registered unemployed people in Spain. Meanwhile, the Minister of Employment and Social Security, Fatima Báñez, will inaugurate a conference arranged by ADECO and the Association of Advanced Managers, in which productivity of the Spanish labour market will be analysed after 2 years of labour reform. Politicians and economic leaders will be discussing the growth and the prospects of Spain and the European economy during an economic forum held at the Guggenheim Museum today. The King was there yesterday in the afternoon, meeting with the Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, who chatted about international and Spanish economic news, and then the President of the Eurogroup, Jérôme Dischenblum, as a prelude to the economic forum. The Governing Council of Andalusia will today be expected to give the green light to the filing of an appeal against the Law of Improved Educational Quality, or LOMSE as it's otherwise known. The Andalusian government believes that the law contains items that incur excessive powers to the detriment of the Ministry of the Autonomous Regions. And weather continues to cause problems across Spain, with the northwest coast on red alert for high winds and waves. Meanwhile, the Costa Blanca that also remains on alert, orange alert today for high winds. It eases slightly tomorrow, going back down to a yellow alert, but care and caution is to be exercised when out and about, particularly on the roads and near high-sided vehicles.